Hare Krishna. It's a pleasure to be with you today on this auspicious festival day, the festival of the chip rice festival. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and Bhagavanath Das Goswami. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra, Jai Gaur Bhaktavinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jai Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaur Bhaktavinda. Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaudavani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The pastime of Lord Nityananda playing with Raghunath Das Goswami and arranging that Raghunath Das Goswami serve chipped rice to all of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda in Panihati is an extremely important and extremely confidential pastime. And we're very fortunate to be here together by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and Raghunath Das Goswami. Gaura Bhaktivinda ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktivinda ki jai. Hare Krishna. You know, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are chana. They are covered. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are exactly pastime for pastime, the same as Krishna's pastimes when he was here 5,000 years ago. Radha Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahayanya. There is no difference between Radha and Krishna and Lord Chaitanya. And the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are therefore the gateways to the pastimes of Krishna. And in the Kali Yuga, there is no other way to enter into the pastimes of Krishna, especially the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, without going through the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and the Panchatattva. Raghunath Das Goswami in Krishna's pastimes, not me, somebody. Everyone turns off their cell phones, otherwise they get fined. And the fine is that they have to either purchase or distribute a set of Chaitanya Charitamritas. So everybody can say turn your cell phones back on. That's the meaning of our movement. It's another subject. So, when Lord Chaitanya would taste the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani and feel separation from Krishna, Surup Damodar and Ramananda Roy would be there to speak just exactly the right words, just exactly the right verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam to pacify Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes he was in the mood of Krishna, feeling separation from Radharani. When he was feeling past the separation of Radharani as Krishna, then when he was in Krishna Leela, then the cowherd boys would speak to him, Subal and others would speak to him, the most intimate cowherd boys, and pacify his mind. And when he was in the mood of Lord Srimati Radharani, feeling separation from Krishna, then Surup Damodar. So this is the internal meaning of all of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Different disciples of Lord Chaitanya were engaged by Lord Chaitanya to show the perfection in different methods of devotional service. Haridas Thakur was Namacharya. He showed how to perfectly chant the holy name of the Lord by chanting 3 lakhs of names every day. For those of you who don't know what that means, that is equivalent to 192 rounds every day. So he's Namacharya. Srila Sanatana Goswami, the senior disciple of Lord Chaitanya, was the Siddhanta Acharya. To him, Lord Chaitanya taught the full philosophy of Krishna consciousness in all of its aspects. And as a result, Sanatana Goswami wrote Brihad Bhagavatamrita, the essence of all the Vedic literatures, distilled into the nectar. Rupa Goswami was the Rasacharya. He knew the mellows of exchange in all of their detail, all the moods, all the loving exchanges, all the intricacies of spiritual relationship with Krishna, especially Radha and Krishna. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he was the Priyojana Acharya. He was the exemplar of a devotee who has reached perfection, the ultimate perfection of life. Lord Chaitanya met Raghunath Das Goswami. When Raghunath Das Goswami heard that Lord Chaitanya was nearby, he went to see him. Lord Chaitanya blessed him and told him, now it would be too much of a disturbance in your life to come to me immediately. So I want you to go back home, and I want you to act like a perfect son, a perfect husband, a perfect family member. This was a big instruction because Raghunath Das Goswami was born in a very elevated, very wealthy family of Kayasthas in Bengal. His uncles were his father, and his father's brother were big zamindars and tax collectors under the rule, the rulers of Bengal at that time, who were Muslim. And so the situation was very delicate. How was Raghunath Das Goswami going to get to meet Lord Chaitanya? He followed the instructions of Lord Chaitanya to the T, even to the point of perfectly negotiating a settlement between the king's tax collector and his uncle. His uncle was putting some of the taxes in his pocket. And it got back to the tax collector, and he was very upset. So these personalities were extremely expert, and they knew when to be there and when not to be there. So they made themselves scarce. Raghunath Das Goswami's father and uncle, Govardhan and Haranya Majudhara. So what he did was he arrested Raghunath Das Goswami. And he was pressuring him to go and send message to your uncle to come here so he can settle his debt with me. But Raghunath Das Goswami was so elevated and so popular in the local community that this tax collector, although he wanted to beat him, he couldn't beat him because it would turn the whole population against him and then he would be in big trouble. So he was just verbally chastising Raghunath Das Goswami. But when Raghunath Das Goswami smiled at the tax collector, his heart melted. This is the nature of a pure devotee of Krishna. When you see their faces and they smile at you, your heart melts. So Raghunath Das Goswami in this way was super expert. Huh? And he lived for more than a year like this, doing all kinds of... His parents knew that Raghunath Das Goswami was so much attracted to Lord Chaitanya that he wanted to go and surrender at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. He was in the most opulent situation you can imagine, but he was not attached, as Srila Prabhupada would sometimes say when he spoke, this much, meaning the thumb and the finger are together, there's no space, this much. He was dutiful. He was doing all of his household, family, father, husband, family member, duties, son, but he was not attached this much. He was fully attached to Lord Chaitanya. In fact, Raghunath Das Goswami was eternally Rati Manjari, the eternal Manjari of Srimati Radharani's friend, servant of Srimati Radharani's eternal friend Lalita and Vishakha. In Kavi Kanapur's Gora Ganodesh Deepika, it's described that sometimes he's called Rasa Manjari and sometimes he's called Rati Manjari. But in either case, he was one of the most intimate servants of Srimati Radharani and her closest girlfriends. This was his position in Radha and Krishna Leela. So then, in this very difficult situation, in which he was longing, he was practically dying in separation internally, But externally, by the order of Lord Chaitanya, he was acting like a perfect materialist. And then one day, he heard that Lord Nityananda was nearby with his associates. You know, Lord Nityananda's associates were mainly cowherd boys, and Lord Chaitanya's associates were mainly gopis in Krishna Lila. So Raghunath Das Goswami knew, hey, Lord Nityananda is the most merciful person. Through his mercy, I can get the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. So he went to Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda played a game with him. He said, "You are a thief. You are keeping your love from all of us, hiding yourself away in your abominable household life." Lord Nityananda was quite a joker. Truth, but joke. "So I order you to feed all of my associates chipped rice. One soaked in yogurt and half soaked in..." Huh? Yes. "Hare Krishna, nice to see you. You're bringing Mayapur. Hare Krishna. Vrajananda ki jai." I became so ecstatic seeing you, I forgot what I was going to talk about. Maybe I should get you up here. No? You're visiting from Mayapur? Hare Krishna. Thank you. This is Brajananda from Mayapur. He's a Mayapur Vasi. Hare Krishna. Brajananda Prabhu ki jai. And my dear God brother, Hare Krishna. When I stay in Mayapur, I stay right across the hallway from him. Yeah. That's why I was so touched when I saw him. So, my mission in life, especially over this last year or two, is to promote the direct reading of Srila Prabhupada's books. It has been my observation over the last few years that fewer and fewer devotees are actually spending enough time reading Srila Prabhupada's books directly. And I know you want to hear us speak, but there's nothing that we can speak that even touches the direct sound vibration that came from the lotus lips of Srila Prabhupada to describe this pastime. The problem is it's about 300 verses long. So I'm completely in bewilderment what to do. But I already told part of the story. So let me finish by reading directly from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Prabhupada's words, his original translation, so that you can be elevated to the transcendental plane before you go and take the feast. And your chipped rice. Because that's on the menu today. Yeah. So by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, he also told him, "You go back and Lord Chaitanya is going to make an arrangement soon for you to be able to come and be with him." So his spiritual master was Yadunandacharya. And there was a dispute between him and one of his disciples, and he wanted to leave his position as pujari, and Yadunandacharya wanted to keep him in his position as pujari, so he went with Raghunath Das Goswami to go and convince his pujari disciple to stay in his service. Sound familiar? Hare Krishna. Even in Chaitanya Leela, sometimes it's difficult to stay in your service. So Raghunath Das Goswami agreed, and Yadanandacharya took him. And on the way, they were out in the middle of the forest. And Yadanandacharya had so much faith in Raghunath Das Goswami, and he had something calling him to another place. So he said, anyway, my disciple lives over here. You go and convince him. I have something else I have to do. And all of a sudden, Raghunath Das Goswami found himself in the middle of the forest, alone. His parents had been watching him like a hawk. You know, and every time he tried to go to Lord Chaitanya, they would send 20 or 30 men searching after him. And they would bring him back. And now, finally, Raghunath Das Goswami had his opportunity. And he just made a beeline through the forest, not going through any roads so that anyone could see him, to the feet of Lord Chaitanya in Jagannath Puri. I'm not going to read the Bengali because it'll take too much time. This is where we're picking up the story. One of Yadunandacharya's disciples had been worshipping the deity but had left that service. Yadunandacharya wanted Raghunath Das to induce the disciple to take up that service again. Yadunandacharya requested Raghunath Das, please induce the Brahmana to resume the service, for there is no other Brahmana to do it. Sound familiar? When Chandravali comes to you and tries to get you onto the altar, this is what she says. There's no one else to do it, Prabhu. You have to do it. We should all feel like that. After saying this, Yadunandacharya took Raghunath Das with him and went out. By that time, all the watchmen were deeply asleep because it was the end of night. This was all the arrangement of Lord Chaitanya. East of the house of Raghunath Das was the house of Yadunandacharya. Yadunandacharya and Raghunath Das talked together as they went toward that house. Halfway along the path, Raghunath Das submitted at the lotus feet of his spiritual master, I shall go to the home of that Brahmana, induce him to return, and send him to your home. You may go home without anxiety. Following your order, I shall persuade the Brahmana. On this plea, after asking permission, he decided to go away. Raghunath Das thought, this is the greatest opportunity to go away because this time there are no servants or watchmen with me. Thinking in this way, he quickly proceeded toward the east. Sometimes he turned around and looked back, but no one was following him. Thinking of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he left the general path and proceeded with great haste on the one not generally used. Giving up the general path up from village to village, he passed through the jungles, thinking with heart and soul about the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He walked about 30 miles in one day. And in the evening, he took rest in the cowshed of a milkman. When the milkman saw that Raghunath Das was fasting, he gave him some milk. Raghunath Das drank the milk and laid down to rest there for the night. At the house of Raghunath Das, the servant and watchman, not seeing him there, immediately went to inquire about him from his spiritual master, Yadunandanacharya. Yadunandanacharya said, "He has already asked my permission and returned home." Thus there arose a tumultuous sound as everyone cried, "Now Raghunath has gone away." Raghunath Das' father said, "Now all the devotees from Bengal have gone to Jagannath Puri to see Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Raghunath Das has fled with them. 10 men should immediately go catch him and bring him back." Raghunath Das' father wrote a letter to Shivananda Sen, asking with great humility, "Please return my son." In Jankara, the 10 men caught up with the group of Vaishnavas going to Nilachala. After delivering the letter, the men inquired from Shivananda Sen about Raghunath Das. But Shivananda Sen replied, "He did not come with us." The 10 men returned home, and Raghunath Das's father and mother were filled with anxiety. Raghunath Das, who had been resting in the milkman's house, got up early in the morning. Instead of going to the east, he turned his face south and proceeded. He crossed Chhatraboga, but instead of going on the general path, he proceeded on the path that went from village to village. Not caring about eating, he traveled all day. Hunger was not an impediment, for his mind was concentrated upon obtaining shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he's showing us the pathway back to the spiritual world in a certain mood and in a certain process of full renunciation. This is not to be imitated. All the mothers and fathers, don't worry, please. Or they're probably up with their children now in the temple room, or in the prasadam room, so maybe I can speak more freely. Anyway. Sometimes he chewed fried grains, sometimes he cooked, and sometimes he drank milk. In this way, he kept his life and soul together with whatever available, with whatever was available, wherever he went. He reached Jagannath Puri in 12 days, but could only eat for 3 days on the way. When Raghunath Das met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord was sitting with his companions, headed by Swarup Damodar. Staying at a distant place in the courtyard, he fell down to offer obeisances. Then Mukunda Datta said, "Here is Raghunath." As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard these words, he immediately welcomed Raghunath Das. "Come here," he said. Raghunath Das then clasped the lotus feet of the Lord, but the Lord stood up and embraced him out of his causeless mercy. Raghunath Das offered prayers at the lotus feet of all the devotees, headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Seeing the special mercy Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had bestowed upon Raghunath Das, they embraced him also. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "The mercy of Lord Krishna is stronger than anything else. Therefore, the Lord has delivered you from the ditch of materialistic life, which is like a hole into which people pass stool." Raghunath Das answered within his mind, "I do not know who Krishna is. I simply know your mercy. Oh, my Lord has saved me from family life. I simply know that your mercy, oh my Lord, has saved me from my family life." The Lord continued, "Your father and elder brother are both related as brothers to my grandfather, Nilambar Chakravarti. Therefore, I consider them my grandfathers." Since your father and his elder brother are younger brothers of Nilambar Chakravarti, I may joke about them in this way. My dear Raghunath Das, your father and elder brother are just like worms in stool in the ditch of material enjoyment. For the great disease of poison of material enjoyment is what they consider happiness. This is a little esoteric and maybe a little difficult for everyone to understand, but let us summarize this intense thought. All of us are like travelers who have come in different hotels along the way. And we meet each other in the hotel, and we become attached to one another. We eat sometimes with one another, and then we depart. This is material life. We come together in family life, and we become attached to one another, and we should. Not that we should not be attached to our loved ones, it's natural. But we should know that we must leave one another. We should know this. This was the glory of Raghunath Das Goswami. He knew it. So we must not imitate Raghunath Das Goswami, but follow in his footsteps by developing detachment while we are in whatever position we are in within this material world. And how do we do that? We do that by developing positive attachment to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna. So just like Raghunath Das Goswami lived in his family life as a perfect gentleman, a perfect father, a perfect son, a perfect disciple of his Kula Guru. But in his heart, he was cultivating the attachment to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. This is the way. Not that we have to go away like Raghunath Das Goswami did. He's the example of a person who renounces the world perfectly. In this Kali Yuga, in this time, it is not possible for us to go to the forest like Raghunath Das and then take up the level of renunciation that he did. It's impossible for us. But we can chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds a day. We can follow the four regular principles that Srila Prabhupada asked us to follow at the time of initiation. And we can stay in our positions. And we can chant Hare Krishna and purify our hearts by following the regulative principles. Learn how to chant without offense. And at the end of life, we will want to go back to the Lord's abode. We want to go to the lotus feet of the Lord. This is the goal of human life. There is no other goal of human life. The difference between animal life and human life is this. The animals are eating, we are eating. The animals are sleeping, we are sleeping. The animals are having sex, we are having sex. The animals are defending themselves, and we are defending ourselves in different ways. But the difference is that they don't have any spiritual life. They don't have any inclination to improve themselves spiritually. The human life is unique. It is the only life in the material world that allows us to cultivate full attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord, so that when we are forced to leave our bodies, or when we are forced to leave our loved ones by time, which is Krishna, by the way, kalosmi, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. those who are attached to materialistic life and are blind to spiritual life must act in such a way that they are bound to repeated birth and death by the actions and reactions of their activities. Krishna says in the Gita, Yajgyatva napunarmoham evam yasasi pandava. He says, when you have received this knowledge, you'll never again fall into illusion because you will see that all living beings are but a part of me, or in other words, that they are mine. This is the gateway to perfection. We should see our family members as belonging to Krishna and feel attachment for them because they belong to Krishna. And in that way, we will know what to transfer to Krishna when the time arises. That's the purpose of human life. It's a purpose of the Krishna consciousness movement. My dear Swarup, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I entrust this Raghunath Das to you. Please accept him as your servant. How am I doing time-wise? Somebody's got to remind me because I get lost like this. I can go forever. So you're MC, so you have to remind me. Right. I'm not going to be able to tell the whole story. Thank you. Now, there are three Raghunaths among my associates. From this day forward, this Raghunath should be known as the Raghu of Swarup Damodar. So, I only have 5 minutes, so I will just tell you that Raghunath Das Goswami accomplished the rare task of becoming completely detached from his body. He started by taking donations from his family. When they found out that he was there and he would not come back, they sent him money. So he took the money and he arranged for Lord Chaitanya's associates to come where he was living and take a feast at his expense. And this went on for some time. And then one day, he was no longer giving those invitations. So Lord Chaitanya asked, what happened to our invitation to Raghunath Das's house? And Swarup Damodar told him, oh, he stopped taking the money from his family because he thought he was not very nice. And Lord Chaitanya said, oh, very good. He was happy. He said, so how does he eat now? Well, he stands in front of the temple and he waits for somebody to come and drop something in his uttariya. That's what this is for, by the way. It's uttariya. Just in case you want to drop something in sometime. So I can afford to come here. Hare Krishna. Anyway, so then he did that for a while, and then all of a sudden Lord Chaitanya didn't see him anymore standing in front of the temple with his uttariya. He said, where did Raghunath Das go? Oh, he's taking the grains he goes from shop to shop and takes the grains left over. He was beginning to feel like a prostitute standing in front of the temple like this. Who's going to give me something? Who's going to give me something? So he decided to renounce that. And he just goes shop to shop and takes whatever he can get. And then after some time, he stopped doing that. Lord Chaitanya, where is he now getting food? He went to the place where they throw out the rice that no one else will eat from the temple after everyone else has discarded it. He washes that. They give it to the cows. And when the cows wouldn't take it, he'd take those grains of rice, he would wash it, and then he would take those few grains of rice. And Lord Chaitanya said, I'm going immediately. So Lord Chaitanya went to his house, and there was Raghunath Das, and he fell at his feet, and he said, Raghunath, you're offering having a feast over here, and you didn't invite me. And Raghunath said, Mahar, Lord, this is not for you, this is not. And then he grabbed those grains of rice, Lord Chaitanya, and he took those grains of rice and he began in ecstatic love to dance in his Raghunath Das's house. Anyway, the story goes on. And he went to Vrindavan on the order of Lord Chaitanya. He lived in Radhakund for 50 years. He ended up eating just one pat of butter every day. And sometimes he couldn't even do that. He would offer 2,000 obeisances to Vaishnavas every day. He would chant 2 lakhs of names every day. And in this way, he became the Priyojana Acharya, completely detached from his body, and he taught us how to develop the most extreme feelings of separation for Radha and Krishna. And then he went back to the spiritual world. Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Jai Radhe Shyam. Hare Krishna. Shri Radha Kalachandri ki jai. Now you get to take prasadam as much as you can eat. This is your warm-up.